Good morning, friends. Welcome to today's video post. Today we are streaming from the IMS Retreat Center Meditation Hall. My name's Chaz DeCapua and glad to be with you this morning. Just as a reminder, I'll be doing the posts today and tomorrow this week, and Caroline will be with you Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The last few days, I've been reflecting on the divide we have in our country, and you know, this self and other, and really how harmful that is, both to the individual hearts and minds of people who are, you know, othering, and then collectively, you know, how much harm can come from that. And just turning to the teachings to see what teachings might, you know, inform and help heal that. And when we other another person or a group of people, it's so easy to then project all sorts of things on them. And often it's not very pretty, right? It's not infused with kindness. Often it can be infused with ill will, right? Oh, those people, you know, they're jerks. I don't know what they're talking about, or, you know, it's not uplifting. And so we're in the realm of hatred, right? Hatred, ill will. And so, of course, the Buddha's teachings talk about loving kindness. The Buddha said, hatred does not cease by hatred, but by love alone does hatred cease. This is the eternal law. So loving kindness being a direct antidote to ill will. And there's a lot of ill will happening now in our country. And, you know, how can we help with that? You know, people often will ask, well, what can I do? Well, here's something very concrete, clear, direct that each of us can do, right? Working with our own hearts and minds and healing any even subtle forms of ill will and division and othering that can come about. And the loving kindness practice is just, you know, really the right tool for that. Now, with loving kindness, for those of you who may have not practiced it before, we don't necessarily start and try to feel kindness towards maybe the most difficult people in our lives. We actually start where it's easy and kind of connect with the heart where it's easy. And then from that place of connection, perhaps maybe move out to try and connect and cultivate kindness towards people that may be a little bit more difficult to do. Yeah, so today we're going to start where it's easy, where we're supposed to start when we practice loving kindness. When we practice loving kindness, it's very helpful to be relaxed in your posture. So at home now, if even you wanted to say lie down on the couch or lie down on the floor, lying down can be a great way to practice loving kindness. But regardless of what posture you're in, bring a little extra intentionality towards being relaxed and at ease. So settling into that posture. And with the loving kindness, we do use a bit of, you know, bringing things or people up in our mind, or we use a bit of visualization. So it can be helpful for the eyes to be closed. Even if you're not used to meditating with your eyes closed, go ahead and do that now. It will be helpful for the practice. And I'm gonna start with a somatic way of connecting with the heart that you can use as a foundation for the other ways that I will offer you to practice loving kindness today and tomorrow. So in support of that somatic approach, settling into the body and relaxing the body. Softening the eyes, letting the rest of the muscles in your face be relaxed, letting the jaw be relaxed and slack, letting the shoulders drop, letting the belly soften and drop. Following this generally downward motion of energy, as we invite the body to soften and relax, and we follow that down and come into connection between the body and the earth below it. And we can have a sense of the body resting on the earth. Relaxed body. Resting on the earth. And being sure we have a somatic awareness of the body, meaning we are feeling it. You might start by feeling the sensations where your body is touching what's underneath it, where it's in contact. Cushion or the chair or the floor. Noticing what sensations you feel at those contact points. We're not looking to feel anything special. Just noticing what sensations are present. They may be subtle, they may be more gross, doesn't matter, just connecting somatically to the body. And now that our attention is with the body in this way, in this feeling way, let's go ahead and direct the attention to wherever you get the sense your heart center is. Maybe that's kind of, you know, the middle of the chest where usually we think it is. Maybe it's someplace else for you. Maybe it's in the belly. Where's your heart center? Let your attention kind of drift towards that area of your body. Let the attention come to rest there. So meaning it's not moving around to other parts of the body. It's just staying steady at that place in your body. Where you feel your heart center is. And with the attention there now, just notice what, if any, sensations you feel around your heart center in that part of your body. It doesn't have to be too narrow, pinpoint, you know, it could be wide. We're not pushing or trying to make any sensations happen, just noticing what, if any, sensations are felt in that general area of the body. And now I want you to imagine and start to connect with the breath and start to imagine that the breath is flowing in and flowing out of the body through the heart center. Of course, this isn't happening, but this is an imagining. Breath coming in through the heart center. The breath going out through the heart center. And as we breathe in and out through the heart center, it can have an effect on the heart center, the way a musician's breath would have an effect on the reed of a reed instrument, causing that reed to vibrate, to flutter. So noticing what, if any, impact this imagining the breath coming in and out of the heart center has on the sensations that you feel, if any, around the heart center. So we're using our mindfulness of breathing in a particular way to start to connect with the heart. If you're not feeling any sensations around the heart center, not to worry. I'm going to offer you a few ways to kind of few entry points for the loving kindness practice. So not to worry if you're not feeling any sensations, and if you are, stay connected to them, feeling the in and out breath, noticing what each in and out breath does to that perception of those sensations around the heart. When we do the loving kindness practice, our connection to the heart waxes and wanes. So again, not to worry. If you are feeling sensations around the heart and then it fades, and just stay with it, knowing that this is a natural part of the process. keeping the body as relaxed as possible. Letting the breath flow in and out through the heart center, like each in-breath and each out-breath washes over the heart center. Checking to see if you're still connected to the body somatically, still connected to the area around your heart somatically. And as part of our loving kindness practice, we can end the formal practice period with a wish that embodies loving kindness. And you can make up your own. That's something like perhaps that wishing that the effort and the inclination of our hearts and minds towards loving kindness, that that be of benefit to living beings everywhere. Thank you for engaging in the loving kindness practice. Again, not to worry if you didn't kind of connect with this approach. Tomorrow I'll be offering a couple more, and I'm confident that with one of these three, you'll find your way in. Now, just to say too that how does the heart actually work? What does it actually do, right? How does it pump blood? It opens and it closes, right? The heart opens and the heart closes. The heart is not always open. So not to worry, you know, it has its seasons. We sit down to do loving kindness practice and we might be in a season of the heart that it's a bit closed. And that's okay. It doesn't mean we're doing it wrong. All we need to do to actually practice the loving kindness practice correctly is to simply follow the instructions. If we follow the instructions as best we can, we're doing it right. What happens after that, we don't have any control over. Sometimes we can connect with the heart, sometimes not. Actually doesn't matter, because we are cultivating the intention for loving kindness. This is where you find loving kindness in the, you know, in the Eightfold Path. It's under wise intention, the intention for non-ill will. So as long as we even have the intention to cultivate it, then we're doing our job. It's just a reminder of that, because we don't always connect with the heart. It changes quite a bit. Okay, we'll pick that up again tomorrow, and I'll offer two more ways into connecting with the heart and the loving kindness practice. Okay, till then, I wish you well. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.